We got a whole weekend that starts with a Friday the 13th.
It's the weekend of
through a Valentine. Here on air, you will hear all sorts of love. It is a country love songs weekend here. Just in time for Valentine's Day. So twice an hour on Hank FM, kicking off this afternoon with the Doctor of Love, the Marathon Man, Mark Phillips, this afternoon. He will start that off in the 5 o'clock hour and keep the love just flowing and going and growing all the way through your airwaves, all the way through Sunday night even, after the love may have run out by then.
Well, yeah, and if you are feeling pressure on your way up to the Valentine's Day, you can soothe all things. It's not just for goats. No way.
Elsewhere this weekend, you got some sports. Of course, the Olympics continue. The big figure skating finale is later on tonight. We are very locked in on this with the house.
It's not just for curling?
Yeah. And I want to name my next kid Breezy Johnson. Also, the Daytona 500 is on Sunday. Talk about some love, really, to kick off the NASCAR season. And Monday night, by the way, we'll spill into next week over there at Dickey's Arena. It's the Harlem Globetrotters, so they're always fun when you come to town.
Oh.
And that's usually a pretty affordable ticket, too. And usually, they win, unlike our Mavericks, who are going through the worst losing streak they've had since the 90s. So keep going. Keep going. Keep going strong. Elsewhere, concerts going. Billy Bob's Alive, Mike Ryan tonight. Priscilla Block, she's cool, tomorrow night. And if you're looking for some fun events around the area, it could be over there. I don't know if you've seen. It's in Plano, so it's a bit of a drive. But Crayola Land closed down abruptly this week.
Yeah.
Their landlord there just shuttered them because evidently they're not paying rent. So
that's unfortunate.
Well, they signed their contract in Crayola, so what did you expect?
Yeah,
at that
I mean,
point?
Is that even binding?
But we've been talking about this and really kind of somewhat tracking their progress as those Buddhist monks, doing their walk of peace, which took them from Fort Worth all the way through Houston and up through the Southeast. And earlier this week on Tuesday, they arrived there on D.C., and there was a big celebration Tuesday and Wednesday, and a 2,300-mile walk. 112-day journey across 10 states. But the Buddhist monks coming back tomorrow, and they're not going to walk. They took a bus this time.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it is. Well, it'll
certainly save a lot of time.
Yeah, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. But they'll be arriving actually at the Fort Worth Water Gardens, just south of where we're broadcasting right now, here, downtown Cowtown. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning is when they're going to show up, but they're going to have a whole type of thing going on there. There's going to be a midday lunch, and about 3 o'clock there will be a celebration for all the monks that made their way back home.
Aww.
Yeah. So going out there and feel the love. Also, with Valentine's Day coming up, this is a bit of a drive, but happening at the border, 1,800 couples from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border, they will be tying the knot in a mass Valentine's Day wedding ceremony. So this originates right around Tijuana. And the event is being held, quote, to show that love transcends borders.
Aw, that's special, isn't it?
Just don't release any party balloons.
Yeah, and don't take your bride to Tijuana, please.
Or if you don't have one, you could probably find one there.
Oh, dear.
Maybe by the hour. Mm. Nonetheless, what do you got going this Valentine's weekend?
Well, we are in our winter guard era, KB. I don't know if you
Winter's
realize
coming.
This. Mm-hmm, but there are flags and batons and all sorts of things flying around the Lee Compound Daycare and Shooting Range. So we will be headed up to Decatur for the big Winter Guard tomorrow. And we have some family in town, and we've got everyone's birthdays. Mm. I can't even tell you how many birthdays we have in our house. So we are taking donations. I mean, we're not offering peace like the monks, but
Do you consolidate all the birthdays and just have one party that covers everybody in one cake? Or
have you met
does
my
everybody...
people?
Okay, all right.
Heavens, no. I mean, we got the husband today, and then we had a little Riley yesterday, who's 16. And then next week, We have my daughter on the 21st. And then tomorrow, perhaps the biggest celebration of them all, the puppies turn 8 years old and they're litter mates. Oh, they're twinsies.
Very good.
So,
Nice.
What about you?
Well, we're actually doing a preemptive strike and trying to beat the rush a little bit for Valentine's weekend. Yeah. We're doing the Valentine's family dinner tonight. So we'll be at some sort of hibachi near you somewhere.
Yeah, and that's kind of a tradition, is it not?
Yeah. I think it'll be our third year doing that. So we all seem to enjoy it.
That's good.
As long as they do the choo-choo train and the volcano.
And the flaming onion.
Everything's good. That's all I want. That's all you need.
Do you get to eat Elle's rice because she hates carbs?
Ooh.
Yeah, after the show, you should bring up the carb thing to her and see how well that goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But I am. The cedar fever finally got me, and it's turned and morphed into a sinus infection. So, going to be fighting that a little bit.
I'm so sorry. And it's terrible.
Well, I'm hoping to get a box of menthol lipstick candy hearts, you know, possibly.
It's very romantic.
Well, you know, if you use VapoRub in the right way, I'm just saying.
Morning Radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.